Continuing in Sefer HaTanya, Perik Lamed Chet, the 38th chapter, Amud Resh Samech Tet. Shavuot Tov. V'hineim Kol Hanal, based on what we learned in the past three prakim, Perik Lamed He, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Yuvan Hetef Psaka Halacha Ha'arucha B'Talmud U'Poskim, we will be able to understand the halakha that is brought in the Gemara and that is nifsak in Shulchan Aruch. De hirhur lav kedibur dame. There's halakha that hirhur, to just think the words, let's say kriyat shema, or the tefillah. Let's say a person will not say it with his mouth. He's only going to think, bimeharher, in his mind, the words, lav kedibur dame. It's not similar to saying it, and he's not yotzeh. A person who's meharer. V'im kara kriyat shema b'machashavto u'belibo levad. And if a person read kriyat shema only in his thoughts, b'chol koach kavanato, with all the energy of his kavana, but he didn't say it, he didn't articulate the words with his mouth, lo yatza yedei chovato v'tzarich lachzor v'likot. You don't fulfill your obligation, you have to repeat. Same thing, Birkat HaMazon, if a person just said, he said all the words in his mind, he has to say it all again. Ubishal Brachot Rabbanan, Ubitfilah, same thing with all the Brachot of the Rabbanan, and in the Amidah. Now, what about the other way around? Ve'im hotzi bisfatav, ve'lo kiven libo, yatza yedei chovato, bedi'avad, ve'en tzarich lachzor. If a person said, let's say, a bracha, Birkat HaMazon. Let's say he said Birkat HaMazon. He said every word, but he didn't have kavana. Does he have to repeat? Doesn't have to repeat. And the truth is, the same applies to Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. Levad mi pasuk rishon shel Kriyat Shema ubracha rishona shel Tefillat Shmoneh Esre. The exception is the first pasuk of Shema and the first bracha of the Amidah. If you didn't have kavana, you have to go back. Even that, the Rama says that bizmanenu, you don't have to go back even on that, because we're scared you're going to again do the same thing and not say it with kavana. But be'emet, la'alacha, person can go back, especially according to Sfaradim, Rabbi writes, that. But that's the only exception, which means essentially, what do we see here? If on the one hand, a person said, kachemah, or berkat hamazon, or tefillah, he said it all in his mind, but he didn't say the words with his mouth. Lo yatza yedei chovato. Hirhur lav kedibur dame. But on the other way around, if he said it with his mouth, but he didn't have kavana in mind, basically is yotzei yedei chovato, the halacha is, right? Ukedeita, as it says in the Gemara, resh perik bet ibrachot, at kan mitzvat kavana, mikan vailach mitzvat kriya. The Gemara says, until the end of the first pasuk of Shema, that's the mitzvah of having kavana. That's why if you don't have kavana there, you have to repeat. But from there and on, from the ahavta, if a person did not have kavana, that's mitzvat kriya, as long as he read it. So now he says, how do we understand this? Based on what we learned up until now. Muvan yafeh meod. Behainu mishum, it's because shehaneshama ena tzicha tikun le'atzma b'mitzvot. As we mentioned, the neshama that comes down to the world, the neshama itself does not need any tikun. The neshama was doing fine. There's nothing up there that needs any tikun. Why did it come down here? We said, we learned in the previous prakim, rak lehamshich or letaken nefesh achiyunit vehaguf. Through the neshama that comes down to this world, we are mamshich, by doing the mitzvot, by learning Torah, we draw down, lehamshich means to bring down, the light of Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, through the doing of the mitzvot, in order to be metaken what? To illuminate which part? The nefesh achiyunit, which means the nefesh habahamit, and the body. Remember, that's why we said, the asiyat mitzvot, when we involve the body, and we involve the energy of the nefesh habahamit, and all the other parts of Klipat Noga that we explained. Remember that we bring in through the Asiyata Mitzvah, we bring light of Hashem even to these darkest places. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for. Lihiyot lo dira batachtonim, that there should be a dwelling place for Hashem in the lowest places. in this world, even in the most materialistic and the most, you know, physical. That's why Parashat Balak, we read today, that's mamash an example of this yesod. The brachot of Am Yisrael came out of the mouth of who? Of Bil'am HaRasha. This is the exact siman of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for. That from the mouth of the Rasha, Malach Ra, Be'al Korcho One Amen, that from the mouth of Bil'am came forth the most beautiful words of praise to Am Yisrael, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkenotecha Yisrael. So in other words, it's not only that Balak and Bil'am weren't successful in carrying out their plot. No, lo rak shelo yifiku et zmamam. Not just that. Ela nitapech aleihem. It was exactly the reverse. Instead of saying a klala, he said a bracha. Vayahafoch Hashem Elokecha lecha et haklala livracha. That's exactly what we're talking about. To go to the darkest and most void places of the Shekhinah, and there to bring the light of Hashem Baruch Hu. Like the Zohar HaKadosh says, Let nehora ela de'ata migoch hashecha. There's no greater light than the light that comes from the place of darkness. That's the greatest light. V'hainu mishum she'anishama ina tzra tikun atzma v'nitzod rak lehamshich or letaken nefesh achiyunit ve'aguf. Al yedeh, how do we bring about or to the guf and to the nefesh achiyunit? Al yedeh otiyot ha'dibur she'anefesh medaberet behem motzot ha'peh. By speaking with the five senses of speech, by speaking the words of tefillah, by speaking the words of Torah, what are we doing? We are getting the body involved so that the Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu now is illuminating even the physical body. V'chen b'mitzvot ma'asiyot, she'anefesh osa b'shar evarei haguf. And so applies to all the mitzvot, that the body is involved in action. Right? So that's why, now we understand, that's why, since this is the purpose of the world, when we are supposed to read Kirat Shema, when we have to say Berkat HaMazon, it's more important that we say the words, even than we think of the words. Because the saying of the words is involving the body. And that is the purpose of the Asiyat HaMitzvot. To bring Or Ein Sof, Lehamshich Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, Letaken Et Nefesh HaChiyunit, and the Guf. However, the Baal HaTanya did not forget the concept that, what do you mean? There's such a thing as it's important to have Kavanah. Ah, afal pichen avu, yet they still said, Tfila o sh'ar bracha belo kavanah en keguf belo neshama. We know a famous statement. It's nowhere to be found in the Talmud, by the way. Everybody quotes this as if it's a Gemara. It's not a statement in the Gemara. In some Rishonim, it sounds like a paraphrase of words of Rishonim, either from the Rambam or from the Baal HaIkarim. Tfila belo kavana keguf belo neshama. Right? So they said that tfila without kavana is like a body without neshama. When we hear that statement, what does that mean? So what are you saying? That a tfila without kavana, what does it mean it's like a body without neshama? Zemet. And it's a chiyut. It's not alive. Here you're telling me that that's in fact the main part of doing the mitzvah. The kavanah is secondary. What's most important is the kriya, is saying it. And yet Chazal told us that tefillah belo kavanah keguf belo neshama. Guf belo neshama is emet. It's nothing. So how could it be? But you told me right now it's very important. And now you tell me it's nothing? So now Rabotai, the Baal HaTanya is going to take the entire rest of this perek to answer this question, to understand the importance of kavana, meaning bechol zot, despite the fact that number one, we have to make sure we say the words. But the kavana is very important. And what does it mean, keguf belo neshama? In short, what he's about to explain, so that we don't lose it, because hu ma'arich, so it's possible to lose. In short, a summary of what he's about to say is that the understanding of that statement is not like what I just said. Keguf belo neshama, that it's dead. No. Hare guf belo neshama, what does that mean? A body without neshama, it means it doesn't have neshama. It's true. That's true. But there's nothing in this world that doesn't have the Dvar Hashem that gives it life. Even a rock would not be there if it's not for the Motza Pi Hashem, if it's not the word of Hashem that says, Yehi, ve'ata mechaye et kulam. Domem, tzomeach, chai, medaber, all gets its nourishment, its life, from the Dvar Hashem. The energy, even a rock has energy. And that energy, its origin is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just there are different levels of infusion of energy. So keguf belo neshama does not mean to say that the tefillah without kavanah is a dead tefillah. No, not at all. It just means that there is a difference between the or en sof baruch hu that is nimshach to the person when he says a tefillah without kavanah compared to the person who, compared to the light of Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu that is infused, that is brought down when the tefillah is with kavanah. It's like the guf belo neshama. The guf also has its chiyut from the Dvar Hashem, but it's not the same as the chiyut that comes to the neshama. That's what he explains. We'll continue just a little bit. Pirush ki kmo shekol haberuim sheba olam hazeh sheyesh lahem guf unshama. Shehem nefesh kol chai veruach kol besar ish venishmat kol asher ruach chaim be'apav mikol ba'alei chaim. Just like all living creatures in this world that have a body and have a spirit, a neshama, and they have three part nefesh, a nefesh and ruach and neshama. VeHashem mechaye et kulam, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that supplies the life energy to all of them. UMehave otam me'ayin leyesh tamid, and He constantly renews their existence from ayin leyesh, from nothingness to existence. Be'or v'chiyut shemashpia bahem, with the light and the energy that Hakadosh Baruch Hu supplies into them. Shegam aguf achomri, the body, the physical body. ואפילו אבנים ואפר הדומם ממש, יש בו אור וחיות ממנו יתברך, שלא יחזור להיות עין ואפס כשהיה. Even the physical body, even stones and earth that are inanimate, דומם, they have אור וחיות ממנו יתברך. They receive life energy from Hashem so that they don't go back to tohu bavo, they don't go back to עין ואפס. There was nothing in the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, yesh me'ayin. The fact that it's a yesh, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing it into existence. Ve'af al pichen, however, even though everything in this world has a chiyut streaming from the Borei Olam to give it existence, en erech ve'dimyon klal ben bechinat or v'chiyut ha'me'ir baguf legabe bechinat or v'chiyut ha'me'ir baneshama shei nefesh kol chay. You cannot compare the or and chiyut, the life and the energy that comes from Hashem, to the guf, to the or v'chiyut that comes to the neshama. So we'll stop here for today, and we're going to continue this Bezrat Hashem next time. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia Omer.